So today, liturgically, is known as the Holy Name, the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. But before we get into that, I want to talk about, you guys can color if you want, while we're waiting. That's an image based on Leonardo da Vinci painting, or drawing. I know, it's some guy, yeah. I'll talk more about it in a minute. When I was doing the looking at the readings today, I remembered an old story about a man who was very faithful, and a flood of the rains, lots of rain was coming to the town, and the people were asked to evacuate. So a friend came by and said, "We need to leave. We need to get out of here before the rains come and evacuate. So before it floods." And the man said, I am a faithful man. I trust in God. God will save me." You know the story. So then another friend came by when the waters rose up, when a boat came by, and said, come on, we got to go. The water's going to rise up. You're going to drown." He said, "I am a faithful man. God will save me." And so he stayed. His friend left in the boat, and the water rose and rose. And finally, the man was up on the roof, and a rescue helicopter came by. And they said, "Well, put on the harness, we're going to bring you up." He said, "I'm a faithful man, God will save me." So the helicopter left. But you know what happened. The man died, he drowned in the water. He went up to heaven, and he said to God, "I've been faithful, why didn't you save me?" What did God say? "And friend, I send you three people, what's wrong? Why didn't you save yourself?" So it's a little story about the fact that to be faithful, God wants us to use our head and our heart. Not just feelings, not just emotions, but everything that's in our mind, our intellect, to be smart about our faith. And when we do that, we're able to be caretakers of other people. We can help other people. We can be healers. And that's the miracle, right? That's the miracle of salvation, of being saved, of being rescued. The miracle of prayer is the way we live our lives. So, Mary was an example of this. When Mary heard the shepherds talking about Jesus as someone very special, this Savior, this young girl who became pregnant and bore this child, what does it say in the gospel when she hears these words that this person is very special? She treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. She pondered them in her heart. So she thinks, she sits, she prays, she ponders. The word ponder means to weigh, literally, to hold something in suspense, to balance something, okay? To hold it with head and heart. So if I can do a little trick here, the kids are going to be very impressed with this trick. I'm going to use a chalice as a symbol of Mary bearing Jesus. Okay, I'm going to take this, which is kind of a cross, right? I'm going to balance it on the chalice. Now, you're very nice to clap. Some people are thinking. They're just thinking, it's just not one point of balance, which is really hard. There's two points to the chalice, right? The head and the heart. There. When we use the head and the heart to balance, our lives are holier. Our lives are better. Our lives reflecting the cross of Jesus. So that's the magic trick, head and heart. And so Mary did this herself, and obviously she affected her son, Jesus. Jesus grew up, and he knew how to ponder. What did Jesus do when he wasn't preaching or healing or helping people or traveling? What did he often do? Sorry?
Go to the well
Yes, he went out. He went out to pray. Jesus went out to pray by himself. We hear that again and again in the Bible. So he was able to ponder too and pray. We heard in the wonderful Philippians reading today, one of my favorite readings, that he empties himself. He learned how to empty himself. And so he was a contemplative, just like Mary, pondering, thinking, what would God have me do? What would God have me do that's right and good and helpful and healing, that's salvific, healing others, a salve? And so that's something we can ask ourselves as followers of Jesus. We're called to ponder too. We're called to be contemplatives. We're called to stop in busy lives and sit and pray and think and use our minds to think about this. Today, the holy name of Jesus we celebrate, Jesus means salvation. God saves, the one who saves, the one who helps, the one who heals. And when we put that with the Christ is means the anointed one. So the anointed one who saves is the name of Jesus. So in this little container here is a little oil. See this, girls? Just a little piece of cotton with some oil, chrism. No, you don't light it on fire. You actually put it on people's foreheads as a sign of healing and wholeness and holiness. So I would say, you are marked as Christ's own forever. Know the healing power of God within you. Know the healing power of God within you. So it's a reminder of who you are. It's a reminder of your identity. We're going to have an opportunity during communion to, after you receive communion, if you like, to find a person with anointing oil, to be reminded of your baptism and the fact that we're all called to be healers and helpers. That's our purpose as we ponder. And so that brings us back to ourselves, our own identity as healers. So it occurred to me, each one of us has a name, right? Each one of us has a name that we remember. Do you remember your name? What's your name? Silence. It's a good name. So, folks, if you have a smartphone, have your phone, pull it out and look up on a server, Google or whatever, if the meaning of your name. What's the meaning of your name? You may already know. Or look up the meaning of your name if you don't know. So, Ari. How do you spell Ari? A, R, how?
I-E.
I-E. I wonder if that's in here. Ari. Ari. Ooh, it's from the Hebrew. It means the Lion of God. The Lion of God. You remembered that. The Lion of God. That's great. Because St. Mark's, the symbol for St. Mark's is a lion. So our names mean something. Who knows the meaning of their name? Anybody? David. Beloved, yeah, another biblical name. The one who's loved. Anybody else?
I didn't know this. Jeffrey means heavenly peace.
Heavenly peace. Wow. There you go. Wow. Now you know why Jeffrey's always calm. Collected. So, anybody else? Gail?
Deliverance.
Deliverance. Okay, it's not like salvation.
Thick brush.
Thick brush. Bruce. It's okay, Bruce. When they cheer Bruce Springsteen, they think he thinks he's being booed. It's Bruce. Yes.
Gift of God.
Gift of God. Good. Good. So we all have names that mean something. Somebody named us. Our parents named us. Yeah.
Defender of men.
Defender. Good. Good. So one who protects. Excellent. Protects people. So we have to remember that when we were named in hope. We were named at the beginning of our lives, just like this is the beginning of a new year. And there's lots of things that can happen to babies. They're very helpless. And so parents name them, and they hope that they're going to grow up and be safe. And not only be safe and be healthy and whole, but be a good person, to be able to help other people. We all have characteristics, some of which is in our name, perhaps, that gives us identity. So sometimes it's peace, sometimes it's knowing that we're loved, beloved, kindness, wisdom. All those things help us to remember who we are. And the other wonderful thing is that when we feel like we're not enough, someone else can help us. So if we don't think we're wise in one moment, someone else can help us who's wise. When we don't think we're brave in one moment, someone else who's feeling brave and not afraid can help us in that moment. So together as a community, we're stronger and we're holier. So that's something to remember. So my name, like others, Matthew, means gift of God, right? So this might, you could interpret this in an arrogant way, like he thinks he's the gift of God, right? But sometimes we have to overcome our sense of inadequacy by saying, yes, we are gifts of God. Yes, each and every one of us, we have gifts, and that we can share those gifts. We can heal ourselves by the grace of God. We can become more whole and holy. And in the name of Jesus, the one who saves, the one who's anointed, we're anointed as well. We're anointed as well by our baptism to be healers and peacemakers and reconcilers, to be gifts by our given name in the name of God. May it be so. Oh, I forgot to talk about. So this is a little kid-friendly rendition of Da Vinci's Vitruvian, I think it is. Vitruvian Man. Vitruvian was an architect. So he took the physique of the human and figured it out mathematically for a perfect semblance. So you've seen this picture, this drawing. And we're called... He looks like a man doing jumping jacks, too. Yeah. So in that sense, we're called to exercise our desire for perfection and to remember that we, by the power of the cross and by the power of grace and new life, we're called to be moved towards perfection ourselves, combining our real lives and God's grace, not science necessarily or math and the physique, but our hearts and our minds in a way that reflects the incarnation, God becoming human, and that grace moving through us. In this new year, may it be so. Amen. Thanks, girls. Amen. We're going to move into a contemplative song about Mary and then healing prayers in the beginning of this year, that we may begin offering up that which is troubling, that which is challenging, that which needs healing, and know that God's grace brings us to a new life. Amen. Thanks, girls. Amen.